show. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen signing off. I thank you for listening, and I hope you continue to eat well. Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me Sundays at 12 noon to feed your soul. This Sunday, we're baking holiday pies with David Leet, and author Leah Huber stops by. I'm live on Sunday at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
News. Talk. Evolve. KABC. Los Angeles. Orange County. A Cumulus station.
The Russia investigations, talks over tax reform. I'm Ann Cates. Multiple probes continue into Russian interference in the election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin. Virginia Senator Mark Warner tells CNN State of the Union the guilty plea of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is only the beginning.
This president has been obsessed with this investigation, always saying there's nothing there, but each week another shoe drops, where we see more evidence of continuing outreach from Russians and some response from the Trump campaign and Trump individuals.
The Senate and the House are working to reconcile their versions of tax reform. Maine Senator Angus King, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, says Congress has its name on the overhaul for good or bad.
This may be the most important vote any of us take in our career, because this isn't the reauthorization of the FAA or even the Farm Bill. This is something that's going to affect every American, every business, the whole economy for decades.
A major merger is in the works.
Various media reports indicate that pharmacy giant CVS has agreed to buy Aetna in a $69 billion blockbuster acquisition that could rein in healthcare costs and transform its 9,700 pharmacy storefronts into community medical hubs for primary care and basic procedures. The drugstore and insurance merger would be an unprecedented marriage of retail and healthcare. I'm Marla Smajeris.
Gas prices are headed lower. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg.
Regular grade gasoline now averages $2.54. It's down 7 cents in the past 2 weeks. It almost reverses the price hikes that we saw in November, and it puts us back to October territory.
The most expensive gasoline in the nation is in San Francisco, where motorists pay $3.26 a gallon. Prices at the pump are cheapest in Tulsa at $2.18 a gallon. I'm Ann Cates.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News, live and local at 102. I'm Steve Cumming. A huge Santa Ana windstorm is expected this coming week. Wind gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are predicted to ravage the L.A. County mountains tomorrow night. The strongest winds will hit 80 miles an hour in the mountains and canyons. The National Weather Service is warning that these winds will be strong enough to blow power lines and trees down. The windy weather may last into next weekend. This weekend's box office numbers are in.
According to estimates, the animated feature Coco made an additional $26.1 million, keeping it in first place.
I'm proud we're family!
With no major wide releases in the post-Thanksgiving week, Justice League held its second place spot and earned an additional $16.6 million its third weekend theaters.
What are your superpowers again?
I'm rich.
The family film Wonder earned an additional $12.5 million and stayed in third place. I'm Mike Remedios.
Checking sports, USC will face Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl December 29th in Arlington, Texas, in what would normally be the Rose Bowl matchup of the Pac-12 and Big Ten champions, and that means an unusual Rose Bowl pairing this year between Oklahoma and Georgia. Today in the NFL, two games will be starting in the next hour. The Chargers host the Browns, and the Rams are in Phoenix against the Cardinals. And in hockey, the Kings will be in Chicago against the Blackhawks. Game time right here on KABC is 4 o'clock, with pregame starting at 3:30. Looking at KABC traffic, on the 5 northbound at Paramount Boulevard, an accident in the two right lanes of stop-and-go traffic backed up to Pioneer Boulevard. Delays are up to 20 minutes. KABC SoCal Weather Watch. Highs will be in the mid-60s to low 70s today. Don't forget, Santa Ana winds arrive tonight with gusts to 35 miles an hour in the flatlands, developing at around 3 o'clock this morning. Checking temps right now. In Santa Monica, we have 64 degrees. In Santa Ana, we have 69. Downtown, we have 70. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
This show furnished by Money Matters with Ken Marafe.
The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
The skies are sunny.
The skies are sunny.
Recession, you are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception, but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years. And yes, I started when I was 2 years old. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know what? We now work with clients in 43 states. It is crazy. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in these United States. And without our clients, I would be nowhere. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, one of the things, I got into a debate with my middle daughter. My middle daughter is not a believer in lowering taxes and all of that. So we were talking with about whether, in fact, lowering taxes improves the economy or not, and secondly, or encompassing the whole thing, does it, in fact, cause more deficits and more debt? And she brought up Ronald Reagan, who lowered taxes dramatically, and guess what happened? The debt exploded, and therefore lowering taxes is a bad idea for debt and all that. So I thought we would talk about that because we're on the cusp, I hope, of seeing the tax package that is in Congress right now get passed, I hope, and I think it will stimulate the economy. We'll talk about why that has some beneficial impact on your retirement portfolio. Now, also, if you are in the investment business, if you invest your money, nobody is going to pay you any interest or gains or anything like that unless there's risk involved. Okay? And the higher the risk, the higher the return, normally. And the lower the risk, the lower the return. Okay? So we're going to talk about the five investment risks that you face when you invest. And most importantly, we're going to talk about how to protect yourself as much as possible from those five investment risks. And that's really something, five, you know, because those other shows out there, they probably would give you about three. They would stop at three. You know, I think that's about as far as they could go. But we give you the full Monty, ladies and gentlemen. We give you all five. Now, also, speaking of knowledge and information, we are once again going to subject our producer extraordinaire, Jack over here, to a Social Security test. And ladies and gentlemen, you can play along with us. So we're going to test your Social Security knowledge. this week we're going to go, you know, normally I pick a topic, you know, like, you know, over 70 and then we have a quiz on that. No, this time we're going to cover the entire gamut of Social Security questions. I got seven of them for you. And, our dearly beloved audience will learn all about Social Security in the process. Okay. So we'll have that. Now also, I came across an article that, the headline was, what $1,000 invested in 15 popular stocks before the Great Recession look like now? And the concept behind that was, hey, so we had a great big bad stock market crash, so what? Look at those 15 stocks before and after and look where we are now. It's all great. So therefore, you should buy and hold. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we do not believe you should buy and hold. We believe you should buy, you should hold, but also you should sell. And in fact, in November of 2007, we said to sell, right? We told all of you who were getting my Market Alert email. We told all of you who came to our seminars. We told our clients, anybody who would listen to us, to sell in November of 2007. And we didn't say to buy until June of 2009 because we have a strategy that is designed to give us unlimited upside, but also a tolerable downside. We want to make sure, to the extent that we can, that our clients don't run out of money. Call us crazy, but that's what we want to do. And so we want to protect against a downside. So I want to go over that one with you because it sounds logical. It sounds right, but it ain't. Okay, so we'll talk about that. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, Buzz. But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk, since it is the holiday season, and, you know, you're buying gifts for your family and friends and all of that, we're going to talk about the Scrooge of Christmas, also known as the IRS. Yeah, those guys. They actually, if you make gifts that are larger than they feel is appropriate, they will tax those gifts. And we want to talk about the gift tax laws so that you don't accidentally cost yourself some taxes when you're trying to be nice during the holiday season. So we'll tell you all about the Scrooge. So let's talk about lowering taxes and deficits and all that kind of stuff. So here's the deal. The argument that I've heard is Ronald Reagan lowered taxes. You know, did you know that when Ronald Reagan first became president, the tax rates were 70% plus? There was a 70% tax bracket. If you made enough money, they took 70% of that every dollar you made. Isn't that something? You got left with 30 cents. Anyway, he lowered that down to 28. And the deficits, if you look back at history, the national debt and the deficits exploded after that. And so the argument is that if you lower taxes, all you're going to do is create bigger deficits and therefore bigger debt. But again, you know, the devil is always in the details and you have to kind of look at it. So the first thing that I would, that I'd say is let's examine when taxes were lowered back then and by Margaret Thatcher in England and, you know, other times. What happened? The economy did boom. Okay, that's the first thing. Was the economy improved? Did the economy speed up because of tax cuts? And the answer is yes, it did. Okay, so, and that's indisputable. Now, the second thing that you look at is, did lowering taxes increase the amount of revenue that the government got? In other words, the tax dollars that came in because of this increased economic activity? The answer is indisputably yes. So, the economy got better, and the government got more money in taxes. So how come then we now have all these math, we look back and we say, well, the debt went up and everything else, what happened? Well, what you have to remember is that we have these people that are called politicians. And these people called politicians love to buy votes. And how do they buy votes? They take the revenue that comes into the government and then they spend it. So all that increased revenue that came in because of the lowered taxes got spent. They spent it as fast as it came in.
You double-crossing you!
I mean, did they use it to pay down the debt with? No, they spent it. Now, here's the other thing that happened. Let's say you're making $50,000. What's your credit limit? And let's say now you get a raise, and now you're making $100,000. What's your credit limit now? Guess what? Your credit limit went up. So guess what the politicians did? They had a credit limit at one place. The revenue increased the credit limit, and they borrowed right up to the credit limit, the new one. So, yeah, the debt went up. But does that mean that tax cuts did not improve the economy? Does it mean that tax cuts did not increase revenue to the government? The answer is it did both of those. The problem is the politicians. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to change. Politicians have been the same since there have been politicians. So what's going to happen this time around, too, I'm very confident, is that what we're going to do is we're going to see the economy, I think, increase to 3 or 4% growth, which would be really nice. I think we're going to see the stock market go to 25,000 and beyond if this tax thing gets passed. And I think we're going to see the revenue going into the government increase dramatically. And then I think what's going to happen is the politicians are going to go spend every dollar of that and borrow more on top of that. Now, what does that mean in the long run? It means that I think this bull market still has legs, maybe for another year or so. But when it comes to an end, I don't think it's going to end well. And the reason I say that is because the worst bear markets in history, 1929, 1982, 2008, all of the worst bear markets in history have all been caused by too much debt. And we are running, here's a statistic for you, $170 trillion of global debt right now. $170 trillion. There are 7.4 billion people on the planet Earth. So that equates to $24,000 of debt per man, woman, and child that walks the Earth. Now, in the United States, $24,000 of debt is a lot. But we're the richest country in the world. How about in Zambia, where nobody sees $24,000 in their entire lifetime? Those people have that same debt, too. So how are we going to pay all this back? And if we massively increase it because we've gotten all these tax dollars that are coming in through the tax, what do you think is going to happen then? So here's what I want. So we have this thing going on we call the Noah's Ark Project, okay? And this is because in 2008, you know, I felt like we didn't get to enough people with our message of get out of the stock market. And so I want to get as many people onto our email list, our Market Alert email list as possible. So if you'd like to subscribe to it, it's at no charge. So you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And you'll see where it's at, where the link is. Sign up for it. Get it. It's free. We'll tell you our latest thinking, what's going on with what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. And if we can help you, you know, that would be wonderful. I'd love to be able to do that. Now, also, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. If you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you need to go to our seminars and learn all about, we talk about the gamut of stuff that you need to know about if you are retired or retiring soon. So let me tell you, first of all, we're going to talk about how to calculate your magic number, which is the how much money you need to retire on. We're going to talk about how do you maximize your retirement cash flow. What do you do with your 401k? When do you take your Social Security benefits? We're going to talk about, again, buy, hold, and sell. We're going to talk about how much can you afford to even spend when you're retired. We have tons and tons of great info. So all you have to do is go to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website, and you can do all of the above. Okay, so moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the five investment risks you face and what to do about them. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.
If you're retired or retiring soon and not sure the best strategy for your retirement plan, you can't afford to miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Sherman Oaks Saturday, December 9th, Manhattan Beach Wednesday, December 13th, or Irvine Saturday, December 16th. Learn how the Money Matters buy, hold, and sell strategy can help give you unlimited stock market upside when possible while helping protect you from a crash. And you won't be locked into an annuity. Reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. In addition, learn how to plan for retirement cash flow, the best time to take Social Security, strategies to help make your money last, and much more. Ken Moreif was featured in Barron's and Forbes. When you work with Money Matters, we become your financial watchdog so you can relax and not worry. Come hungry and enjoy our famous oatmeal raisin or chocolate chunk cookies. Make your reservation at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302. You can also sign up for a complimentary meeting with a Money Matters financial advisor at moneymatters.net.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 4646. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 4646. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 4646.
Ever wonder what Dr. Drew and Mike talk about during the break?
Let's turn on the mic and listen.
Shh. Why do I have to be abusive?
Why don't you just be cool? And then I don't have to be abusive.
You told me...
No. You, every time, you go, we need to do this, and then have a slideshow, and then present a PowerPoint. And I go, Drew, listen, they don't want...
Crap. You give me crap, is what you said.
But that happens organically. If you go in there going, what can I say to make Mike mad? It doesn't work. You be you, and then I'll go, oh my gosh, this is insane. I hate you. Okay. And then I yell, and then people go, oh, look at them. They're like a married couple. That's the goal.
I don't know what to say.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. With Mike Catherwood. Weekdays noon to 3 on KABC.
Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know what? All those other financial shows, I've heard that they stir their bonds. Can you imagine that? James would not approve. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on the show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with clients in 43 states. We specialize in working with people that are retired or retiring soon. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States.
I love it!
Yes, I do. And if you would like to learn more about us, you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And we've got our podcasts on there. We've got articles. We've got videos. We've got seminar sign-up. You name it. We got all kinds of great stuff on there. It's moneymatters.net. Now, when you invest your money, the one thing that you are doing is you are taking a risk. No matter where you invest your money, even if it's in the bank and it's guaranteed with the full faith and credit of the federal government's printing press, it's still subject to risk. And that's why you get a return on your investment, is because there's risk involved. So in other words, you're giving somebody else your money and they're paying you to have the use of your money. And depending on how risky that return of the money is, you would insist on getting a higher return for that. And therefore, you make the higher the risk of getting it back is, the higher the return you're going to get paid is. Okay? So that's how it works. Now, if you are a prudent investor, then you need to make sure you know who your enemy is, right? And risk is your enemy. And one of the core values we have in our firm is that you should only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Because unlike what Michael Douglas said in that movie years ago, greed is not good, okay? If you're trying to get a higher return than you need to accomplish your goals, you're being greedy. And the stock market has an uncanny knack for spanking your bottom bright red if you become too greedy. And you know, have you seen those monkeys, the baboons, right? They have the bright red butts. Those things aren't pretty. You don't want that to be you. You don't want to have a bright red butt like a baboon.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly, but I'm telling the truth, Jack. I don't want my audience to have like bright red butts. It's a customer service. Okay. All right. Sorry. All right. So the five risks that you need that you're. I'm doing my civil service here. All right. So first thing you want to do, the five investment risks are, number one, of course, the biggest, baddest one of all is inflation. Okay, inflation is the single worst enemy you have to your financial well-being. It is a dastardly, nefarious, inscrutable enemy, and if you don't defeat it, it will defeat you. Okay, so you need to make sure you invest to compensate for inflation. Now, we've had extremely low inflation for many years now. And so therefore, we may feel like, you know, inflation is this thing of the past. It doesn't happen anymore. But here's the deal. In every country where their debt has exceeded their revenue, what's happened is inflation came. Okay? And essentially what inflation means is that you are now poorer. You can't afford to buy stuff. Everything's too expensive for you. That's what inflation does. So it means you become poorer as a nation. And when you get too deeply in debt, you have become poorer. It's just a fact. So making sure that there's a component of your investments that deals with inflation is very important. Number two, waiting for the right moment to invest. Okay? How many of you have been doing that? You know, I met people, they've been sitting on cash for like the last 4 years, and they're like, I'm not investing now. It's the top of the market. All-time highs, Ken. I'm not going to invest. And here you go. 4 years later, they're still out of the market, and they've missed out on, you know, one of the biggest rises in the history of the stock market. So, you know, waiting for the right moment to invest is a risk because you're missing, it's the risk of missing out, I guess is the best way you could say that. Number three. And this one is essentially market timing. This is jumping in and out of the market at every whim. Okay, so when you look in the mirror, that person you're seeing right there is your worst enemy when it comes to investing. Because that person you're seeing in the mirror is emotional. When it's your own money, you're emotional about it. And so you want to get out of harm's way, you want to jump in when it's good, all that kind of thing. So you don't want to be doing that. You want to have somebody who is level-headed handling it for you if you are not able to do it yourself. The other thing, number four, is letting the asset mix get out of balance. Okay, so for example, let's say that we decided by doing a risk analysis and looking at your whole picture that 60 stock, 40 bond is appropriate for you. Well, guess what? This year, the stock market has gone up way faster than the bond market has. And so you're not 60-40 anymore. Now, that may feel good because you're making more money because the market's going up and all that. But if you're now 70-30 or 80-20, then guess what? You're taking so much more risk than you were when you were 60-40. So now what's happened is you're out of whack. And you don't want to be out of whack. Okay? So you don't want to have a red butt and you don't want to be out of whack. I'm just piling all the things that you don't want to have. Number five, you're not taking taxes into account when you look at your income. So when you're taking income, when you are retired, one of the biggest things you should look at when it comes to where to get the money from is how much taxes do you pay on the income you're going to receive. And that drives your decision in terms of where you start and where you go next and where you go after that. Okay, so all those are important things. Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors, let me make you an offer. We have financial advisors that I think you will find to be knowledgeable, friendly, and capable. And if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you'll see a link that says Meet with an Advisor. Click on that, put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do is sit down with you and review your entire financial plan. Okay. Now, this is for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And so we want to help you with your income taxes, your estate planning, your retirement planning, your Social Security decisions, 401k, you name it. If it comes to your finances, we want to help you with that. And we'll do it all with you at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if we can't, you know what? We will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. It certainly is. So if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Click on Meet with an Advisor, and we will look forward to meeting with you, and hopefully we can help you. Now, also, I want to invite you, if you'd like to come to one of our seminars. We have seminars also designed for retired or retiring soon people. So if that's you, at the seminar, we talk about how to combat the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We talk about inflation. We talk about taxes. And, of course, we talk about bear market. And as you know, we told everybody that would listen to us to get out of the stock market in November of 2007 and stay out for all of 2008. And that's because our strategy of buy, hold, and sell signaled us to do that. We want to talk about how to protect you from the next market crash. So we want to do that as well. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to test your Social Security knowledge, and we're going to have tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
As people retire or get close to retiring, many start to worry about making their money last, what they can do to plan for retirement income. Will Social Security even be around? And most important, how to help protect what they have from the next stock market crash. If these questions have gone through your mind or you have more, don't miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Sherman Oaks Saturday, December 9th, Manhattan Beach Wednesday, December 13th, or Irvine Saturday, December 16th. It's really important to make your reservation now at moneymatters.com. Net. That's moneymatters.net. Ken Morafe has been featured on Fox Business News. When you work with Money Matters, we become your financial watchdog so you can relax and not worry. Come hungry and enjoy our now world-famous oatmeal raisin or chocolate chunk cookies. Let Money Matters help pave the path to your financial peace of mind. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. You can also sign up for a complimentary meeting with a Money Matters financial advisor at moneymatters.net.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. President Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, told CNN today that he wrote a tweet for President Trump's account about the firing of former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. It read, quoting, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies. It's a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide." Correspondent Jeremy Diamond has the latest.
I spoke with Dowd via email this morning, and he said that while he drafted the tweet, he did not post it himself. He said that he thinks it was Dan Scavino, the president's social media director, who actually posted it.
Scavino declined to answer whether Trump reviewed the tweet before it was posted. KABC SoCal weather, partly to mostly cloudy this evening, then mostly clear. Santa Ana winds arrive tonight. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And, of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And, you know, I say that, but I also mean it. We love and value our clients so much. Warms my heart. I'm so happy. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we work with clients in 43 states. And one of the things that we talk about with clients pretty much every single time we meet with them is Social Security. And so this segment of the show is dedicated to Social Security. And as we like to do from time to time, we are going to test my producer extraordinaire here. Okay. Yeah. I guess since you have the button, you can have applause for yourself, even though we'll find out soon whether it's deserved or not. But we've got some questions to ask, and so we're going to start. And ladies and gentlemen, you can play along. We'll test your knowledge of Social Security as well. Okay, so we'll do that. So question number one in the test your Social Security knowledge quiz, okay? First question is, how many years of earnings are included in the benefit calculation to determine how much you're going to get when you retire, okay? So the first one is they look at the last 3, 5, and 10 years. B, the highest 3, 5, and 10 years. C, the best 20 quarters. Or D, the last 35 years. D, he says, is the last 35 years, and you are correct. It's the last 35 years. So the reason why that's important is because if you go back 35 years ago, you may have had some years in there where you had a paper route or something and you didn't make any money, or maybe you have some zeros in there where you didn't make any money at all, you know, 35 years ago. So that average, you know, they take 35, but they average in the zeros too. So if you're adding years on the back end and subtracting years on the front end, that increases your average. Question number two, how many years of marriage are required to claim benefits off of an ex-spouse? Do you have to be married 2 years, 4 years, 7 years, or 10 years? 10 years. See, the problem with Jack is that we've been doing this thing for 20 years together now, so he knows the answer to all these questions. The only time I stumped you was last week, or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I got you on that one. But yes, it is 10 years. 10 years of marriage. So if you've been married 10 years, you can now divorce your spouse and collect on them. Okay, so you're free to do that now. All right, provisions impacting public employees seeking both government pension and Social Security benefits are called the government pension offset, the windfall elimination provision, or C, public employee SSB reduction. Golly, I thought I'd get you with that one. You're right. It's the government pension offset. All right, question number four. A surviving spouse can receive what percentage of a deceased spouse's benefits at full retirement age? Okay, so a surviving spouse just died, what percentage of their full, at full retirement age can they receive? Is it 25% of the decedent's, 30, 75, or 100%? Which one is it?
100%.
100% is correct. Yes, the surviving spouse can get 100% of the decedent's Social Security benefit, or their own, whichever is the higher. Okay, I have another question, but I'm not going to ask it because you've gotten them all right, and I'm kind of sick of it at this point. I got to think of better questions. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. If you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, if that's you, if you're over 50, you have a lot of things to be thinking about, and you need to make sure that you have all the information to make those right decisions, because like that game show, you know, is this your final answer? It is, okay? Once you've made your decisions, a lot of those things are final. So we want to help you with that. So we want to invite you to our seminar. At the seminars, we'll have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, if you haven't partaken, you've missed out, okay? They are half an inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They are a meal in and of themselves. And we make them with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We use cinnamon in the batter. These things are fantastic. You'd love them. You'll go to cookie heaven, and you'll learn about your finances, too. So let me tell you what we talk about. First of all, we talk about your 401k. How should you invest it? How should you roll it over? You know, where, what should you be doing with that right now? We talk about when should you take Social Security? When you're 62, 66, when you're 70. We talk about how do you protect yourself from the next market crash? As you know, we told our clients and everybody listening to our show at the time to get out of the stock market in November of 07 and stay out for all of 08. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about 5 strategies to reduce your income taxes. We'll talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on. We have tons and tons of great info. So if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, come to one of our seminars and learn all kinds of good stuff. So it's moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, Ken, $1,000 invested in 15 popular stocks before the Great Recession are way ahead now. So what are you worrying about? We'll tell you all about it when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.
2017 has flown by, but there are still things you can do to help reduce this year's tax bill, grow your retirement portfolio when possible, while helping protect it from a stock market crash without being locked into an annuity. If you're retired or retiring soon, you can't afford to miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Sherman Oaks Saturday, December 9th, Manhattan Beach Wednesday, December 13th, or Irvine Saturday, December 16th. Learn 5 strategies to help reduce income taxes, the best time to take Social Security, and how to avoid having 85% of your Social Security benefits being taxed when possible, plus more. Ken Moreff has been featured in MarketWatch, Wall Street Journal, and Forbes. Come hungry and enjoy our famous oatmeal raisin or chocolate chunk cookies. Seating is limited. Let Money Matters help pave the path to your financial peace of mind. Please make your reservation now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. You can also sign up for a complimentary meeting with a Money Matters financial advisor at moneymatters.net.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good,
are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Previously on The Drive Home.
I've got some news for you out of the UK. Mm-hmm. Viagra can now be sold over the counter.
Thank God. And just to think I was there last year. Damn it, I was a year too soon. It's going to be a nightmare. I have a gay friend and he took it with his boyfriend and he couldn't leave the house for 3 days. 3 days. And I said, how much did you take? And, you know, he said enough.
Did he just wait for it to go down on its own or did he download Grindr and order in?
The Drive Home.
with Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6
on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morath. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morath. You know what? We're trying to rain down upon you great financial planning ideas, because if you have great ideas and you know how to do your finances, then all will be well financially. And we are back. I am Ken Morath, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morath. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years and a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And you know what? This year is no exception. I got to tell you, the other day when the market went up 300 points, I mean, I'm looking at that and I'm like, we are in a bizarro world. 300 points? Are you kidding me? Do you know that the market has gone up? I'm sorry, let me say it differently. The market has hit all-time highs this year every 4 days on average. Did you know that? That's how many. I think we've had like 50-something, 62 all-time high set this year. I mean, it's insane. It's literally insane. And why is it doing that? I don't know, to be honest. But I'll take it. Now, one of the things, I came across an article. For those of you who've listened to the show, who know our philosophy, okay, we work with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired, who are retiring soon. Recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we specialize in working with people who are retired or about to retire. And so preservation of principal is a very important part of what we do. Getting income from your investments is a very important part of what we do. So that's all about how you do it. And we have two goals for our clients. One is that we want them to have financial peace of mind. We don't want them to worry about all this stuff. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay? We want you to go play, have fun, relax, enjoy. All right? Now, in addition to that, our second goal is we want your money to last as long as you do. And so everything that we do is geared around making sure, to the extent that we can, that our clients' money lasts as long as they do. So part of that is to protect against bear markets. That's one way you can lose a ton of money. Now, out in the world, most people tell you that you should buy and hold. And I came across an article that kind of was, that did that. Headline was, what, $1,000 invested in 15 popular stocks before the Great Recession look like now? And it goes into, you know, what happened with, where are those stocks? Let me see here. You know, what if you'd invested in Amazon? What if you'd invested in, in all these popular companies? Well, that's fine. But the implication is that everything has come back and there's no worries. But that's not the point. Okay? So, for example, if I were to show you pictures of London right after the Blitzkrieg in World War II. And you went to London today. London looks fine. In fact, it's beautiful. But if you look at those pictures after the bombs came down, didn't quite look the same, did it? And we were fortunate enough over the Christmas holidays to go to Japan. We went to Hiroshima. Hiroshima is rebuilt. You look at it, it looks fine. But you may remember that an atom bomb fell there and a lot of people were killed. So, what does that tell you? That because it looks okay now, because it's been rebuilt, it looks fine now, that it's okay to not seek shelter when those kind of things happen? When the sirens go off, you don't go into the bomb shelter, you just stay outside and get bombed on because it's all going to get rebuilt at some point in the future and it's going to look fine? No. That's ridiculous. The notion that because it's going to be fine one day and that therefore you should not seek shelter now makes no sense to me. And the problem that you also have is that the fact that the market has come back since the Great Recession, since the stock market crash of 2008, the fact that it has come back and it's reaching all-time highs and all that doesn't mean that you could have run out of money during that time if you were drawing money out. Because remember, the stock market went down from peak to trough 57%. Okay, so if you had $1 million, okay, my favorite number, $1 million, and you lost 57% of that, you're down to $430,000. And if you're taking money out to live on during that time, then you're down even less. And then on the comeback trail, if you're taking money out while you're trying to climb back, it's also very difficult to do. So, you know, this thing about the market always comes back is ridiculous. You know, and statistically, I can point to periods where it took a long time. You know, in 1929, the market went down 87%. 87. Think about that. That $1 million is now worth $130,000. And you're supposed to live on that. If you had a $1 million lifestyle and now you got to live on a $130,000 lifestyle, think how that changes everything for you. Now, it took 25 years to come back from the Great Depression. 1954 is when the market got back to even. So, yeah, you look at it today, it's way above where it was at the bottom of 1929. Hey, no problem, right? Okay, but those people back then, they were devastated. They're, in many cases, people lost everything. So, and then, you know, you look at the Japanese stock market, speaking of Japan. It peaked in 1989. Do you know it's still down 25% from back then? And here we are, what, 27 years later? 28 years later? So do you want to wait 28 years to get back to even while you're living on your money? I don't think you do. So this notion that you buy hold because the market will come back and, yeah, we recovered from the recession and all the rest, that is, they're two different things. One is, yes, the market did come back, but would you have come back? Do you have enough life left? Are you going to live long enough to see it? And let me tell you, the greatest bear markets have been caused by debt. If you look at the ones where the recessions and the bear markets have been the worst around the world, not just the United States, it's always been when there was massive amounts of debt. Look at Greece. How bad was their problem? They were so in debt that it literally choked them. Okay? This has happened to countries all over the world. And right now, where are we? How many trillions of dollars in debt are we as a country? And what about as a world? 170 trillion. That's $24,000 per man, woman, and child that walks this planet. That's the debt we have now. Any economic hiccup, and we've got problems. So here's what you need to be thinking about. Okay? We need to participate in this rally. I think the Dow is going to go to 25,000 and maybe even beyond that if the tax reform is passed and it's as good as it looks like it will be. So that's all very possible. But that doesn't mean that you don't think about what happens when the bear market comes and how to protect yourself from that, okay? So our philosophy of investing is unlimited upside, but we also want to make sure that to the extent we can, we have very limited downside, okay? Tolerable downside. So if that aligns with your thinking, then I encourage you to come to one of our seminars and learn more, or to come in and visit with one of our advisors to protect your retirement from the next market crash. So how do you do all that? Well, you go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you'll find how to register, how to sign up, how to visit, all those kind of things, and take advantage of it. There's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends regardless of what happens, okay? So moneymatters.net is our website. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the screw that wants to jump into the Christmas season. Who is it? It's the IRS. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
If you're retired or retiring soon and not sure the best strategy for your retirement plan, you can't afford to miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Sherman Oaks Saturday, December 9th, Manhattan Beach Wednesday, December 13th, or Irvine Saturday, December 16th. Learn how the Money Matters buy, hold, and sell strategy can help give you unlimited stock market upside when possible while helping protect you from a crash. And you won't be locked into an annuity. Reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. In addition, learn how to plan for retirement cash flow, the best time to take Social Security, strategies to help make your money last, and much more. Ken Morafe was featured in Barron's and Forbes. When you work with Money Matters, we become your financial watchdog so you can relax and not worry. Come hungry and enjoy our famous oatmeal raisin or chocolate chunk cookies. Make your reservation at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302. You can also sign up for a complimentary meeting with a Money Matters financial advisor at moneymatters.net.
Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the panel is starting to see the putting together of a case of obstruction of justice against President Trump. And Virginia Senator Mark Warner, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's guilty plea is just the tip of the iceberg.
The fact that General Flynn was only charged with one account, a major account, lying to the FBI, I believe means that there's many more stories that General Flynn will have to tell about his time during the campaign and during the transition.
The Senate and the House are working on consolidating their versions of tax reform, but Maine Senator Angus King tells CBS's Face the Nation that may not happen.
I give it 50-50, there'll be no conference. I think there's a chance, because I don't think that either side wants to take the either House or the Senate wants to bring this back to the floor. The House just may take the Senate bill and send it to the president.
I'm Ann Cates.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Westwood One presents The Michael Knowles Show.
In so much as this indictment suggests that the Republicans colluded with Russia, whatever that means, we know that the Democrats colluded with Russia at least as much. From all the evidence available to us, the Democrats committed far greater misdeeds in colluding with Russia because we now know that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid a foreigner connected with Russia for alleged dirt on Donald Trump to skew an American election.
The Michael Knowles Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Ever wonder what Dr. Drew and Mike talk about during the break?
Let's turn on the mic and listen.
Shh. Why do I have to be abusive?
Why don't you just be cool? And then I don't have to be abusive.
You told me...
No. You, every time, you go, we need to do this and then have a slideshow and then present a PowerPoint. And I go, Drew, listen, they don't want...
You give me crap, is what you said.
But that happens organically. If you go in there going, what can I say to make Mike mad? It doesn't work. You be you, and then I'll go, oh my gosh, this is insane. I hate you. Okay. And then I yell, and then people go, oh, look at them. They're like a married couple. That's the goal.
I don't know what to say.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. With Mike Catherwood. Weekdays noon to 3 on KABC.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane? Who wants a private landing field too?
Okay, okay, all right.
Who wants...
Hey, we got a financial show to do here. This is not the Frank Sinatra concert. Jack, I am the host. It's not the chairman of the board is not the host. I am. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with clients in over 43 states. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, actually for the sixth year in a row now.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
And I love you back, man, whoever you are. Cuba Gooding, Jr. Who's senior, I wonder? Anyway, so this is the time of the show where we talk about estate planning. This is where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And the reason we do that is because money isn't everything. But it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not?
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yeah, those little squirts. We need to keep them happy, don't we? Anyway, this week, our estate tip is going to be on the Grinch or the Scrooge of Christmas, okay? And that is our friends at the IRS. Wow. a little a montage of screaming people. Anyway, yes, they are the Scrooge. They are the Grinch that wants to steal Christmas. And you know why? Because there are these things called gift tax laws. And if you exceed the gift tax laws, they actually want to tax you for making gifts. Isn't that something? Well, we're going to tell you about that so you don't go awry of that. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about the gift tax laws because since this is the gift-giving season, we don't want you to get caught in that trap. So, first of all, let's go over the rules. So, each one of us can give, we have what's called an annual gift tax exempt amount that you can give, all right? It's $14,000 to whoever you want to give it to, so it's per donee, all right? So in other words, you can put an ad in the paper, and you could say, I want to give $14,000 to whoever lines up outside my door, and you could have 7 million people line up outside the door, and you can write a check for $14,000 and give it to each one of them, and it's all tax-free to everybody. However, if for some reason you decide to be overly generous and you give more than $14,000 to one person, then you have exceeded the gift tax-free amount and now you owe a gift tax on the amount that exceeds the $14,000. Now, because the politicians do not want to be have a civil war on their hands where everybody's upset about them, they've also created a gift tax bank account, if you will. So the amount that you can exceed that $14,000 by, there's also what's what I call a gifting bank account where you can draw from that and still not pay gift tax. But be aware that you can give $14,000 gift tax free. Now, if you're married, you can give you can combine and give $28,000 to as many people as you wish. So if you have two children, you can each, you can give them $28,000 each, so $56,000 a year. Now obviously, not everybody can do this, but if you are fortunate enough to be able to, the gift tax laws, are intended to restrict your ability to give away your whole estate. Now why? Well, because, you know, the estate tax is due on what you have left when you die. So if you give it all away before you die, you got nothing left and therefore no tax. And they don't want that to be the case because they figure they want to stop you from giving it away, so they tax it the same way. That's why there's a gift tax. See, those guys, they're smart. You may not like them, but you can't say they're stupid. Anyway, so that's the gift tax laws. And if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors about your estate planning, if you want to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way, then go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you'll see the link there that says Meet with an Advisor. And if you click on that, and you put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule time to visit. And we want to help you with everything to do with your finances, okay? Not just your estate planning, but also your Social Security planning, your retirement planning. You know, just from A to Z, soup to nuts, the entire gamut, the full Monty. We want to do it all, right, if we can. And it's all a no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so there's no charge or obligation. And you can get that at moneymatters.net.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
And Frankie, you're welcome. Now, also, I want to invite all of you who are over 50, retired or retiring soon, to come to one of our seminars. And, you know, we have seminars here through the end of the year. So if you want to go to one and make sure you got your ducks in a row and ready for 2018, this is the time. At the seminar, we talk about the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We talk about inflation, We talk about income taxes, and we talk about bear markets. And specifically, we go into detail about how to combat all three of those. In addition, we talk about how to diversify your portfolio. We talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on. We talk about how to where you should get income from your investments. We have tons and tons of great info and our world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. So if you love cookies, you will not find better cookies than these. Okay?
Your time is up.
Wow, that was loud. Anyway, I guess that means my time is up. Okay, so I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.